Chris is like, wait, really? I have no idea where it's from.
Guys, that's how we start. We like to teach everyone something new every single time.
Where's the term?
Yeah, where's
that? Let's blow this popsicle stand come from.
Does anyone know?
Well, because you want to. I don't know.
One time it means like let's leave somewhere super quickly, right?
Yeah. One time I said it in the airport, like getting through security, like yeah, get through, and then yeah, go like the gate. I'm like, let's blow this popsicle stand.
That's
I said the same thing with Boeing 737 instead of popsicle stand. I didn't.
Let's blow this bitch up. Oh fuck! Not supposed to say that.
But yeah, I don't know where it's from.
Yeah. Where do terms come from? There's a lot of them. You know.
Kyle's dad.
Right. Literally, bro. Yeah. Every dad thinks that they said. My dad's like, you got that from me. It's like, no, bro. You got that from somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every term comes from, but. Facts. There's people who start terms and then they're like the OG.
Jesus.
There needs to be like a that'd be a cool app, bro.
Like imagine patent your sayings.
Yeah, you like patent like the
Yo.
Term.
Like goofy.
That's wild.
Like imagine that, bro. Like you like come up with a term, right?
But
like,
the amount of people that think that they came up with the term, but they didn't.
True, but like exactly. It could like literally be like Instagram handles to a point to like where it's like if you know what I mean, obviously yeah. Have a pretty like it would need to be built out.
It'd be like an NFT, but for words and like a word.
Like what kind of words? Like
goofy. Yeah, goof. Yeah, like just like random like weird words that we would say. That's like genius, dude. We are sitting on a fucking gold mine right now. We need to fucking take
like,
charge.
That'd be lit, bro. Like imagine just like a
imagine Gary Vee just takes this idea.
Saying
they just but we fucked.
Now he's too busy trading baseball cards.
We should actually do that. We should run it.
What's your first word that you're taking?
Sploof.
What does sploof mean?
Don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll write the definition eventually.
It is your word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sploof.
I would love to actually just see Berkey take 100 words and just define them all and see what.
I don't think I could do it.
No, but just define them in what Berkey thinks that word might be.
Oh, that'd be good. A Berkey dictionary.
You get like diabolical in there. Bad person.
Bad dude.
Anyway, dude, what?
Guys, welcome back to another team podcast. We haven't had one in forever. What the hell?
We have quite the move.
Fuck?
We're moved.
We're in a new studio. This is crazy. It's like, it feels weird.
Yeah. Sick of guests. I want to talk to my friends, man. Yeah, how you guys been?
You guys moved into apartments. You guys have your own place now.
Yeah.
Any horror stories? Any cool people that you've met in your apartment complex? There is a man in front of your guys' apartment complex that literally lives there in a. How would you describe the situation that he's in?
It's
a non-driving car that has been turned into a home. It's a mobile home,
yeah. But he's kind of goated for
immobile.
It. Like there's construction right next to him, and he fake wears a construction vest.
He wears a high-vis vest, and then underneath his windshield wiper, like on his windshield, it says security.
Yeah.
So like if like cops rolled up and like, hey dude, you can't park here. Nah, I'm running security.
And
for
he puts
the construction
like, and he puts like cones behind his car, so just no one fucks with him.
Because they think he's legit.
Yeah, yeah.
But his daily routine is he wakes up, then he puts three trash bags outside of his driver's side door, opens it, sticks his leg out.
They could be shit bags.
They could be.
Ew. But no, there's no way. He probably just poops in a random bush.
If he's still there, we'll pop up an image of the car from your guys' window.
The dude. Out the
we're
dude?
We're not out of dude.
What did he do?
He's living that.
He's taking a good parking spot. He's taking an optimal street parking.
I was taking a picture of his vehicle.
For
at the
concept.
Exact location is always pop like.
But
at,
it's like I was like walking by like his house because he was walking on like or his car.
Be careful, quick on shit.
I was walking by his car because like I was just like checking it out. He has like a full on like air conditioner like in his car in his passenger seat.
No, it is like, a not working automobile. Like the
it's
fact
like
it's
nuts.
Just parked there, and it's also annoying how like we literally had to slave for like a month to try and find a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude that's right across the street. For free. Yeah. And it's like, bro, I was literally driving back and forth to this house every day for a week, talking to the landlord, trying to get him to like let us live at this place, and then boom, right across the street.
Or whatever. After a month of you guys doing that, we go to a storage unit and realize, oh shit, there's people living in these like yellow storage units.
Yeah, well like no, that's actually a weird thing, dude.
Wait,
like
people are?
No, yeah. So when I go there at night, there will be like people coming in at night with like no you know, they'll have like a backpack on.
Yeah.
They'll go open up their unit, sitting in at night, and then close it down.
As they sleep.
Oh wow!
That's their place.
Well, because bro, I mean, what we're paying $215 a month for rent in that 10 by 10.
Wow!
And there's a bathroom.
Smart.
There's a bathroom. In
I don't know if it's
there's
smart,
a bathroom.
That's
in
that's
a building.
Pretty big room. It's a pretty big fucking room.
Yeah, bathroom in the building,
and you
right?
can you have access to it whenever, and then the bathroom's open.
That's wild.
That's pretty smart.
There's no shower or amenities or plug.
If you're on the edge of homelessness. But then, like, hey, that's not a bad.
If you're like on the brink,
yeah,
you're like almost there.
Almost
I need a place
there.
To live for a month until I get a house.
Perfect place. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's Yeah, it's way bigger than
my
room.
What do you need in there? What do you bring? Like, what are the necessities, you know?
A bed.
That's kind of it.
And water.
George Foreman grill.
George Foreman grill. Oh, dude, that argument was insane in this house.
George Foreman grills are ultimate.
Dude, that was the stupidest
thing.
Who's on Spencer's side here?
Well, I think just to kind of preface this whole thing, like, if you, like, live with a
group. Nobody's ever on Spencer's side.
If you live with, like, a group of guys.
You fucking
suck. Like, a group of friends, anything.
Fuck you.
I don't know if you guys argue like we do, but we'll have arguments, and they'll literally be the dumbest thing ever. But Chris and Spencer were arguing about this George Foreman grill or getting pots and pans. And pretty much Spencer always takes the approach of, well, bitches like it.
His approach is you get a George Foreman grill and a girl comes over, she's just not going to fuck with that. And you have a stovetop, and your feeling is that's not true. It's that George Foreman's are okay.
I think it's just unnecessary to have a George Foreman grill in your house when you literally have a stove.
Well, you have used both. You don't just use one or the other. You use both.
I know, but like the only thing, it's literally just a panini press.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're fucking making food and if you're cooking something on this one and cooking on that other one, the George Foreman grill has different.
It complements the actual stovetop in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's like a hibachi chef setup. Like,
exactly.
It's
you can do whatever the fuck you want on it. You take out the plates. It could be a grill plate or it could be a flat plate. You do whatever the fuck you want with it.
I just question the actual cooking ability of a George Foreman grill.
You can question it by looking it up. Just look it up.
But like, I feel
it definitely
like
cooks, but it's just funny.
You use it when you're camping, right? You use it like,
yeah, use exactly. It anytime. Like, you go to somebody. Like, your fucking mom.
Like,
I guarantee you, you go to your friend's mom's house. She probably have one next to the toaster oven. And look, it comes in all different shapes and sizes. It's called a George Foreman, but it's literally a press. Whatever it is.
I learned of the George Foreman grill from a Drake and Josh episode.
Mine was like an Animal Planet as seen on TV ad with George Foreman.
What isn't as seen on TV? You see it on TV, you type in George Foreman, they have their same YouTube channel.
No,
everything that's seen on TV is seen everywhere fucking else. Seen on TV.
Advertised on TV.
Advertised on YouTube as well.
No, it's like a brand. As seen on TV, it's on the
George
box.
Foreman is just not as seen on TV.
Like
it's
a shake weight.
It's just a certain brand of it, but it's just the press.
No. George Foreman grill is the brand. Like it's like the original. It's like the OG panini
press.
Yes,
but the
Foreman
press
grill.
Is just.
Sorry, that's the alarm when you're.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. I need lunch.
Deadass, dude. Fuck your stupid panini press.
You don't even like. You eat fucking sushi and macaroni, dude. You fucking eat like a fucking animal, bro. You might as well just go in the nearest trash can and just. Take whatever it is.
I don't have the looks for a Foreman grill.
Oh yeah, you gotta take. Okay, why are you on Spencer's side of like?
I'm not on Spencer's side. I'm not on no one's side. I just don't think my personal.
Yeah, because you don't cook or know how to.
What are you talking about? I cook literally every day. I was fucking.
He didn't make tacos the other night in a pan.
I've literally been cooking, saving so much. I just downloaded Truebill. By the way, not sponsored.
I already had it already. Truebill's great.
Dude, fucking saving so much money on food.
With your $10 recurring investments in AMC that you didn't know
so
about.
Berkeley goes, dude. Apparently, I've been investing in AMC for however long.
A year.
$600, and then Kai's like, well, how much money have you put into it? Burke's like, I don't know, $850, $900.
Yeah, I lost like $70.
Not
but
an expert.
Hopefully
investor.
I'll make it back.
Yeah, I mean, you could have done it the other way, maybe invest in something that blew up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I think it was like that time period where like everyone was like putting money into it.
And you just left it on?
I think I just accidentally left it on. Because I deleted the app. The app was gone off my phone because I was using a different investing app. And then I just looked at Truebill and I was like, yo. You're paying $10 every week to AMC. I was like, what?
Back to what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
so now
okay.
You gotta put, you have a George Foreman grill on the side of it.
Panini.
And so,
fuck your
right? So if Spencer has a pan panini. Right here, right? And he wants to say, yo, let's boys coming over, let's make fucking hot dogs and burgers, whatever. Fuck, make it. You ever make a burger on the press grill compared to on the fucking pan?
Yeah.
Way fucking better.
Okay, you have a girl come over. What's that situation like? She comes in.
If she wants
like,
a fucking
Chris,
burger, I'll make it in 2 minutes rather than fucking sitting there and flipping in.
The
like,
thing is
on
like,
the George Foreman?
Kai, I think that you can make the George Foreman grill like a personality trait. Like, I think you can make it dope.
I just think
it carries
it
everywhere.
It just sits on the counter.
Okay,
it just is what it is.
The George Foreman grill, I think, is cool. It's fine. But I think it just got memed on so much. Like, on the internet, that's why I think it's just funny. You're like,
nobody memes on a George Foreman.
Yes, they did.
A shake weight
and
a George Foreman grill are in the same category.
No, they're not.
100%.
Yeah, no,
they're
like they're in
not.
The exact 100%. Same.
You
like,
guys are fucking dumb.
You were
dumb.
Just chilling there
you
at your desk,
dumb.
And you go, I think I'm going to get a George Foreman.
Like, bro, that's an NPC-ass statement. Yeah. That's like a Sim statement.
That's not a Sim statement. What compare it to any other thing that's a Sim statement.
Literally, like, I'm
gonna buy a shake weight.
Is it bitch
what the fuck? I don't even know girls that fucking work out on a fucking shake weight.
No, that's why
on a shake weight.
I think
on the with a shake weight.
I think George Foreman is just memed. It might be a great product.
It might be a great product. It is a great product, which is why it's still like.
But
here after all these
fucking
years.
Signed by George.
Yeah, do you have a referral code with George Foreman?
For somebody that doesn't actually have a George Foreman, I've never
yeah,
seen
I've
somebody
used
love a
it,
Foreman
and it's
more.
Like it's not fucking wanting it. It's just like I don't have a
what's
fucking
your,
grill or a backyard.
What's your go-to meal on a George Foreman to make?
A burger, 100% burger. You can put fucking four down and impress that bitch. It's all four done instantly.
I think we're done here.
Is that not a good enough argument
no, I think,
for
no,
a
good.
For a
I
double siding cooking
on,
machine? It's
can,
a fucking toaster, can, but it's just can, on its side for me.
Okay.
Like no, if you want me to explain it so heavy.
No, we are. Like, I don't think anyone is like arguing with you
the
anymore.
Thing is, I'm not even.
I think we're just
I, like,
done.
I don't know how to explain a George Foreman any better than like. You're like you don't need it if it's for a stove. It's like, I'm not saying. Like, a George Foreman's never supposed to replace a stove.
It's complimentary.
It was never supposed to anyway. So that's like saying, like, a fucking. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Why buy a car when I want to fucking fly to Miami? Like, it's like it's
it'd
not
like,
meant for the same thing.
It'd be like owning a car and a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's like it's not meant for the same thing. I'm not looking for the same thing. So why are we comparing a stove to a George Foreman grill when it's for meat?
I wasn't comparing.
Yeah.
So guys, that's exactly what you were. You compare. You're like, why
I'm
do you
not
have,
comparing. I'm just memeing the
yeah,
George Foreman.
Yeah, I'm memeing the George Foreman, too. That's
but, like, it's
thing.
Not memeable because, it's like,
if you said,
it's
yo,
not
I'm
a,
get a
like,
panini press, I'd be like, eh, maybe.
That's the... George Foreman just makes the panini press. Like if you somebody tells
yeah,
you,
saying
I have
George
a panini.
Foreman's funny. It's like George Foreman.
It's like, if, like
Georgie.
Like if
George
someone
Foreman.
Came to you and said they I have a panini press, I'm like, okay, that's George Foreman. Somebody
I
came to you with
for
George
day.
Foreman and say,
I can't wait for the day Chris calls me like, yo, just got the Foreman in, trying to cook some burgers at the new crib.
You're not gonna get a fucking burger. You're not gonna
around
get a
the George Foreman.
You're not gonna get a burger.
Imagine like the George Foreman like burns the house down. TikTok group's house burned down.
By George Foreman? I actually can't. It won't do that.
Oh, is it? Is, does that
it's
have all
fireproof options?
It turns off.
Let's talk about somebody that is red hot. That is big man Andrew Tate. He's been going viral. Do you want to click on that first video? We have some stuff loaded up. Let's check him out. We have some. If you guys have heard of him already, we have stuff you haven't seen before. If you haven't heard of him, he's kind of like this misogynistic show.
Hey, introduce him right. He's just a guy.
Okay, right. He's a respectful guy. Class.
Why are you tainting
citizen,
their view already on him?
And model citizen, honestly, should be a role model for all kids. Would you agree with that?
100%.
Okay. Let's see the first thing that he said, and let's see how that adds up. It's that top Reddit link right there.
I do know how to administer CPR. However, I will not administer CPR unless you're a hot female.
You want to kiss your missus on the lips.
This is the reality. If you're some fat dude,
honestly,
keep going.
And you just had a heart attack, and I don't really know you. I mean, if you're a really good friend, no, not even if you're a friend. You better, if you're my friend, you just can't be a pussy. Well, I had a heart attack. Get the fuck up. What's wrong with you? Go to hospital later. Have a drink. Cigarette. Cup of coffee. Get back in the game. Fucking having heart attacks near me, little pussy.
He's just unreal. Bro.
Okay, so there is some truth to that. If it's my homie that's about to die... Then it's like, bro, if you really need CPR, then, like, you know, just don't make
grow
out
some
with
balls,
them.
Bro. Like, seriously, then, why are you getting, like, why are you choking and shit?
Yeah.
Like, why are you,
like why do you
that?
Have disorders
but, like,
and diseases?
If it's some random person that's either a dude.
Why can't you swallow, bro?
Yeah.
Why can't you even eat?
Why is your heart fucking failing,
yeah.
bitch?
The guy
be
only,
a man.
The guy only needs CPR would be, like, pounding his back, like,
so,
slapping the shadow.
So, like, imagine this, though. Like, imagine, like, you're, like, being filmed, right? Like, out in public. Two people have cardiac arrest.
And once
one of them happens to be a you know a lesser attractive girl in your opinion, makes and one sense. Of them is a pretty hot girl, and they have cardiac arrest at the exact same time.
So a 6 and a 10 both have a heart attack at the same
no,
time.
No. Let's go like a hard 3.7 and like a 7.9.
Okay, but
right?
No matter what, they're just different.
They're different.
Okay.
And one of them's hot, one of them's not. Pretty much what I'm saying.
Right.
Can you turn that off?
Dude, say that. What that the alarming. It's when you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah,
so
you
then,
just honestly keep it on.
Yeah.
So then, you're being filmed. Like, you know, what's he going to do? Like, what do you do in that situation? Do you save the hot one or do you save, and you have to kiss him, make out with him?
I mean, obviously save the hot one, right? You want less ugly people in this world.
They don't have the same amount of time to live. I'd be like, you could save both.
No.
You only
it's
have
cardiac
one
arrest.
Choice.
You only have a little, you have, you're like, you got to choose.
Okay,
like,
wait, let me add one more
but
thing.
Is it fucked up to pick the hot one?
And the hot one,
that's what I'm saying.
The hot
I
one's an OnlyFans star, right? So she makes money on the internet. The other one runs charities, right? Really good person, less attractive, both dying.
What's your choice?
Bro, it's whoever's closer to me. I'm not making a mental choice. I'm just getting whoever's closer to me. Whoever's closer to me, I'm going to say
it. I know. I really well know what you're doing. You're like, oh, shit.
I got her. You get her.
Sick rack on this one. I call dibs.
Nope. I'm closing my eyes. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'm a good person.
Well, Andrew Tate does not agree. Yes.
Dude, that's a funny way of saying, like, this guy, is he actually like that?
Yeah, it's just
he character. Breaks character sometimes.
Yeah,
right?
He does break character sometimes. Yeah. I was watching a podcast. So he broke character.
Yeah,
but yeah, his literally character is literally just fuck everyone. Everyone's a fuck women.
Yeah,
everyone's a pussy. If you're not making money and you're broke, fuck you.
Have you ever seen the guy on TikTok who's like the fashion guy? He's like alpha male guy, but he's like 5'2", and he like wears like V-necks and.
No.
He's like, you guys need to get your style up. And he'll wear like a. He's like, if you guys want like a hip. Hipster fun style, wear this leather jacket. Dude, and then everybody will meme him like, bro.
Explaining TikTokers to people who haven't seen them is like, so yo, hard. Have you seen this guy? He dresses all in green and then he wears like a Klan robe, but then he'll go up and like solve social issues. Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, he's lit.
Yeah, that guy's
yeah, I follow that guy.
You know,
yeah.
He does like this video. Oh, fuck, I've seen that guy.
You know the guy that goes up to people, yells the N-word, but says it's a prank and it's on TikTok? Dude, that guy's lit.
Yeah, I know huge. That guy. Like, the really, other guy. No, not that guy. No, that yeah. guy.
The one with like one eye. Yeah.
All right. This one's called "Women Must Cook, Clean, and Obey." Posted by him. Obviously, yeah.
That's his YouTube title.
Yeah. Let's see what it's saying.
Andrew Tate wants all the smoke with these titles. I feel like he definitely just types it and just. Sits
well,
he's
there. Actually just a great marketing genius.
Women should clean. So when you walk into a house and like you see mess,
all the kids.
Why is your lazy ass not doing the right thing and start picking and cleaning shit up?
Jesus.
There's two of them.
Women, let's cut to the chase here. Women should clean up. Not only should women should clean up unprompted. And I'm going to tell you why. It's very, very simple. We live in a world where things need to be fair, 50-50, gender equality, blah, blah. I pay for things unprompted. You don't have to ask me to pay for shit. If we go for dinner, I'll get my wallet out, pay at the end. Don't even check the price of the bill. My card always works. Just bang, ouch, pay, whatever, no problem. Unprompted, if you're with me, your life is effectively free. Everywhere you eat.
Dude, he says he has all this money, but his teeth are still fucked up. Like, it's like the one thing. It's like you could be a goat, but your teeth are fucked
bro's
up.
Bro's gotta get those fucking.
He's British. At least I don't have school shooters.
Only stabbings and acid attacks.
Well, I.
Those ones are so funny.
Brownham's got to get his fucking dog cones on his head fixed, too.
Dude's got some fucking satellite dishes on his head, bro.
Like, dude's a fucking. Like,
money,
dude's
bro.
A fucking grumpkin. Like, literally, bro, Goblin Barrel gets thrown, three Andrew Tates pop out. Yeah. Boom. Three towered. Three crowned. Look at him, bro. Literally, is it a spear goblin or is he one of like the knife ones? Nobody really knows. Bro, look at him. And his teeth.
His teeth are fucking out.
It's like two little white little dots in the middle of his face.
Bro, dude, I think it's sad, and not to hate on people with buck teeth. I think buck teeth might be like one of the worst dental traits.
If it's like, what's fixable, if it's sticking though. Out. If it's
nah,
sticking
bro,
out.
Imagine you got some big fucking knockers.
They are
fixable.
No, I'm talking big beyond fixing. Like, you can get them in there a little bit.
I've seen people with big teeth, but it's not sticking out. I've seen people with big buck teeth that stick out.
I'm talking like Neville from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Mm. But like, dude, come on. You have all the money in the world and you can't get like.
I don't think he has all the money. You guys, okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And he always goes off on like having all the money in the world, but then he's just, I don't know, just selling a fucking
All I know is that I don't know shit, and I know there's a lot of people in this world that I don't know about that are very fucking rich. Why isn't he one of them? He's proven it to me. So
he's saying things like, that are really true, right?
What?
He's saying things that are true. And
obviously,
like,
yeah, and he's shown it through his proof.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, money-wise, like, he's fucking, look at his fucking cars, look at everything.
Yeah, but I mean, like, with what he just...
He has fucking money.
He was talking about his opinion.
Opinion on, like, women cleaning all the time. And
wait, I mean, yeah, clean some shit here and there. Like, I mean, like, what? I'm not saying, like, women have to clean, like, I'll clean too, but, like, yeah, definitely, like...
So man should clean too, just as much?
Yeah, here and there.
Just as much?
I don't fucking know. What do you think? Why don't you ask yourself?
I think, yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah, they should clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we watch some more of Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
Where you sleep, you ain't paying for shit. You ain't getting in my car and I'm asking you for motherfucking gas money. No, I pay for everything instantly, as a man should. So when you walk into a house and you see mess, why is your lazy ass not doing the right thing and start picking and cleaning shit up? If you're sitting there going, that's sexist. Well, it's sexist for me to fucking pay for everything, isn't it, you fucking bimbo?
Oh my God. Whoa.
What the fuck?
You said, hey, it is kind of sexist. If a man is supposed to be paying for, like, no cap, you're supposed to be paying for the majority of the shit. And that's kind of like the unspoken rule.
Chris gets the perfect wife. She's like, walks into any room, immediately starts picking up everything. Yeah, that's on the floor. She goes, oh, that's on the floor. She's like, dude, this is my house.
This guy's a fucking, you, cut your dick off, man. Like, look, come on. Like, honestly, like, hear him out a little bit. Like, this guy's just being a fucking feminist the whole time.
You know, you're
like,
right.
Just be like, he's pretty much saying it is sexist to think that a man has to pay for everything else.
Yeah, but you're ignoring the other side of it.
I'm not ignoring the other side of it. I'm saying he has a point there.
Okay.
Okay, so I think that he's missing completely on all fronts.
Yeah.
I don't think that a man should be paying for everything. I think
he should. If you have the money to, you should.
Bro, no, but that's like, no, that's what's wrong. Is that like, why doesn't everybody just like make a team on the whole thing?
Yeah, just group like, bro, up.
But there's a lot of girls that would say, hey, a man should be paying that.
Yeah. And
exactly, which is what he's saying right there.
I see.
I knew it. Thank you. I'm with Andrew Tate.
Mm, yeah.
That's my dog.
Yeah, honestly, guys.
Mr. Clean.
You guys are fucking taters, bro.
Yeah, we're
taters.
Tater tots.
Yeah.
Tater tots.
That's
tater tots.
You should really call that. I'm a tater tot.
Kai and I are taters, and they're tater tots.
But that's fine. This is the whole world we live in now. Double standards. It's okay for me to do the masculine thing, but it's not okay for you to do the feminine thing. It's bullshit. Women should clean. Now, when I say this, girls go, well, I don't like cleaning. No problem. If you don't like cleaning, here, how about this? I'll clean. And when I say I'll clean, I mean I'll hire someone else to clean. I'll get the house clean. And you pay for everything. Well, how about that? Oh, no, you can't do that either, can you? Because you're a fucking moron. And you realize that making money is much harder than some fucking dishes.
Like, imagine that thing just popping up in your room. Like, imagine you turn on, like,
that's literally what happened, like, with him. He just started popping up on my For You page. Yeah. Like, he literally just spawned.
Dead ass. I saw him for, like, a little bit.
Spawned in the internet scene.
Like, imagine, like, literally imagine, like, your fucking mom is like, hey, I want you to meet my new boyfriend.
Yeah, and it's fucking.
That walks in the door.
What's up?
Do some fucking push ups.
Do some push ups, bitch. You talking to girls?
My credit card always works.
Is that a vape?
All right, let's keep this going.
Now, when I say this, girls go, well, I don't like cleaning. No problem. If you don't like cleaning, here, how about this? I'll clean. And when I say I'll clean, I mean I'll hire someone else to clean. Anyway, I'll get the house clean. And you pay for everything. How about that? Oh, no, you can't do that either, can you? Because you're a fucking moron. And you realize that making money is much harder than getting some fucking dishes washed.
Wait, can you pause?
Then you're going to realize what real work is. Because to pay for shit is much more difficult than keeping a house generally tidy and being a generally pleasant female to be around. Fucking lazy. Like, that's the world we live in now. Females are entitled and fucking lazy. I don't want us to be like some woman hating shit, because to be honest, many men are also lazy and entitled. In fact, all people are lazy and entitled. I hate everyone equally. Don't come at me and call me sexist or racist or any of these things. I hate everyone. I don't care if you're black, white, straight, gay, man, woman. I hate you anyway. I hate everybody exactly the same. It's the same universal hate. So I'm a very fair person. But I make something very, very clear to my females. You have a choice. Either you can pay for my $300 steak, or you can make sure that I have a nice coffee in the morning and that cup ain't sitting around with some fucking coffee stain bullshit, and my house is nice and clean, pristine, the way it should be, and I'll ensure that we're living a good life, because I got more dollars than balls, and I got a whole bunch of balls for you stupid ass hoes.
The crazy thing is like, dudes will talk all this shit, like, yo, fuck bitches, like, you know, I run this shit. And then a girl, like, will go out with her friends one night, and the dude the entire night would be like, just bummed out.
Yeah.
He'll be like, yo, what's this girl doing?
But Andrew Tate has fucking 10 girls, bro.
Yeah, and say he has like at least, he's with like, 13
it. Dude, he can't get that much pussy.
Go to
Dude, there's some ugly ass motherfuckers I've out there with some money that get some pussy.
I've never seen this guy before.
Dude, open those comments. On the comments I screenshotted, this is from, so there's a video where he was just hitting on a chick. It wasn't actually like that funny to watch, but I looked at the comments, screenshotted them. These are his fans. This is game and, where'd it go? This is game and confidence. I don't get the bad comments. These guys should learn. You want to go to the second one? What does
facts,
it say?
Facts, Steve.
Man. All right, we got another one.
One's a little hard to read.
All right, from Amanda Lara. Man, if you're uploading my favorite moments of the series, haha, this is how Andrew Tate talks with women. Very playful. And this is just being nice and in a good mood because she's a normal woman. Imagine how he is with tens. By the way, you cut the hospital thing. That was funny as well. And then another one from the fans. Maybe in the comments... Many in the comment sections are missing the point, the content of the conversation, what he's trying to say is irrelevant, the body language, the attitude, the confidence is what's important.
From Bill Stevens.
Bill Stevens.
Bill Stevens, that was a weird comment. That
people just have a completely whacked view.
It's just weird. His body language, the movement, it was just confidence. Effing.
People look up to him. They see him as like the Messiah.
I think he's just fucking hilarious.
It's funny. He's just fucking
I think there's a group of people that actually like take him super seriously, like Chris.
Yeah.
And then there's like people like us who think it's just comedic effect.
We know it's a character. People that think, a follower.
No, yeah. The people that are fucking take him seriously are fucking like people like Kai. They're like, he's super misogynistic. Somebody that's like ready to comment right away. That me and some other people, we think it's fucking hilarious because it just gets everybody else just butthurt.
Well, no, you feel empowered by it, right?
I just think it's fucking funny because it makes people feel lesser of themselves. Like,
I think that's
what's funny. That's the whole joke of the whole thing.
I could see Chris getting like an Andrew Tate merch coffee mug. He wakes up in the morning, it's like, dude, fuck you, whore.
Yeah, my cup.
Is that on the mug?
What's the difference between that and like a fucking Nelk shirt? Same thing to me.
Yeah.
True.
It's the same shit.
It's called Andrew Tate on Weak Men.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Is they sit there and go, really, baby? Oh, what did you... Oh, really, baby? Did you watch the news today? What did you find out, baby? Really? There's contagion? Can we have sex this week? No, not this week. Okay. Next week?
What the fuck?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe next week? Okay, not next week. Okay, yeah, carry on. Yeah. Contagion. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Will we ever have sex again? No? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll wear them. You're right. We should err on the side of caution. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, you said we would have sex last month.
Okay, this is fucking funny.
Dude, I'm buying a t-shirt. Fuck the joke before. I'm buying a t-shirt. This guy's a funny dude. He makes me laugh consistently.
I will say, that is funny because that I can totally understand. Imagine somebody just like, they finally get the opportunity to have sex. They're like sitting in the girl's house, like just like twiddling their thumbs.
Well, we could like work.
We could like do it right now though.
Like right now? We could like wear a condom.
Perfect. We could like wear a condom.
Here on the side of caution.
We could, like, you know, just go in and out, like, once or, like, just try it. You just try. If you wanted to.
Bro, man, this is fucking hilarious.
He's funny.
Have you seen that thumbnail? It's literally called, like, the thumbnail is just Guess the Black Person. And then the title.
Yeah, yeah.
The
from
title
Jubilee.
Is literally six black people guess one. I mean, six white people guess one black person.
Yeah, it's what fucking, it's Chunks. Shit. It's fucking the UK guys. They're
I was,
hilarious.
Like, watching the video and it's all these white people being like, yeah, you sound kind of black, so it might be you.
It's just going against other white people.
Like all like blindfolds on. It's like the Spider-Man meme where like all like the white people are like pointing at each other. Like who's the blackest white person?
Yeah. We should actually do one of those videos. We should try to do one of those.
They did that.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be solo.
Do you want to check out one more? I saw Nathan sent two links down there. Oh, what sort of guy? Oh,
yes.
So the meat and potatoes. Andrew Tate got beef with H3, right?
Oh, I could actually.
You've been following that for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's funny, bro. It's literally it's like there's polar opposite people just going against each other.
Because I feel like Ethan like used to be like, you know, just say like the N-word and like love iDubbs. And then like now
he's
like,
more mellowed out. He's like normal.
People see him as like the leftist, like.
Yeah,
SJW.
Now he's like, that's it. Yeah,
the humongous video back in the day. Like, he used to make fun of those people, and now he's like kind of becoming like, what's your name? Yeah. Humongous.
No, he's definitely switched to left. He's
there's a guy with a really big podcast.
Okay,
who actually genuinely spoke a ton of shit about me.
Okay, go on.
Insulted me loads, saying like I'm an incel and I don't get pussy.
Jesus Christ!
This guy.
Jesus Christ!
His brother's like. That back his brother's like. There's no way.
He said you didn't get pussy.
What a fucking.
Oh my God! What?
Imagine so just cringe. Like sitting on like a balcony, like just having like a normal conversation with like your homie. Yo, you will not believe what this guy said. He said, "I don't get pussy." Oh no,
no,
bro, way. He can't be saying that.
Yo, Kyle, dude. Chris said I don't get pussy, bro.
No.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
He said that he said you're an incel that doesn't get pussy?
He literally said I'm an incel that doesn't get pussy.
No.
Now imagine if I was a fat fuck. Yeah. Now that's where they're coming from. It's like, yeah. So that's exactly where they're coming from. They're like, this guy?
Trisha Paytas?
What?
I genuinely spoke a ton of shit about me.
Okay, go
insulted
on.
Insulted me loads, saying like I'm an incel and I don't get pussy.
Jesus Christ.
This guy on the left said I don't get pussy.
Okay, show me.
Dude.
No, Tristan. He actually was saying this guy doesn't know about girl. That guy. He looks like he tries to make best friends with kids at the park.
He definitely does. He drives a creepy blacked out van. And has a Pornhub subscription to
extra,
skip the ads.
Extra premium.
Yeah, extra premium.
He looks like it's the kind of guy, oh, I'll take you for ice cream. Don't tell your mom. Yeah. One of them.
Yeah,
wait,
he is.
I suppose he has a big podcast. I had no idea who this guy was. Chris, right? Someone sent me this predators. Link. I looked it up. There's this heifer, this out shape dude, and then there's some other really out shape chick. And then I realized, obviously, they're just jealous because they're both obese.
No, here's the thing. You know what? I'm going to defend him. Can I defend him for half a second? If I was him, I'd hate us too, or you. I don't know if he came at both of us or you. I don't watch his fucking channel. I don't watch fat dudes. Why the fuck would I listen to him? If I was him, I'd hate us. I'd hate you. Of course he does. Don't get mad at the dude. He's fat. He's short. He's clearly lonely. He's wearing fucking baggy ass shorts. Was he American? He looks fucking amazing. He dresses American. Yeah, I'm in my tailored $10,000 suits without a geeky hat on. I haven't got a pedo mustache. I got all the women. I got money. I got the Bugatti. I got the jet.
It's true, but no.
Of course he hates us.
Of course, but it's just an amazing lack of self-awareness of somebody like that. It's actually almost
that's
an impressive.
Your podcast. Like, of course they hate us. We're the best. Yeah. We're the Tates.
I think it's just funny.
This is like,
so now it's crazy because like it's like Ethan is actually fighting with their character or them. Like, I
it's
don't
just
know.
Straight up character. Because
now this beef is low-key real, though. Because now they brought up the trafficking shit now.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. That's what Ethan's rebuttal was. That he brought up, apparently they had, like, some human trafficking, like, shit going on in their family or something like that.
Supposedly someone in the family was...
Yeah.
So Ethan knows everything, so, hey, he's probably not far off.
You have a human trafficking... Like, dude, that's quite the scandal for a family. Like, imagine, you know...
Wasn't that just, like,
having
a
DUI? Well, I think they... Yeah,
it's the same shit. Yeah, oh yeah,
it's,
like,
it's just like getting no bitches. Yeah. Kind of like the same.
Well, that's worse.
Yeah, that's what got me.
I don't think I've ever heard of a trafficking allegation.
I think I've heard.
Yeah, apparently they fucking they like searched his house for like evidence or something like way back in the day, and Ethan brought up like the report on it. That's horrible. That's fucking.
Well, he shouldn't be talking because he's fat, and we don't listen to fat people.
Yeah.
The article says, "Lift top police officers have been notified ex officio regarding the commission of a possible crime of illegal deprivation of liberty. Investigators determined that the victim was in the villa of brothers Tristan and Andrew Tate, British citizens. Two search warrants were obtained through the prosecutor's office attached to the court. From the court for deprivation of liberty, following the raid, the investigation discovered that, in addition to the American woman, a Romanian woman was also locked in the building."
Jeez, dude.
How do you even accuse? That's an actual thing. There's no accusing. If they're locked in there, that's an actual thing. You can't accuse.
I didn't know. That's wild.
That's nuts.
So you're still gonna buy that Andrew Tate shirt?
Yeah. Well, are you?
I mean, if it's false, then maybe I might buy the shirt. I might buy a quote or two.
But, that's oh my.
Well, it's true.
Is not a great look for the brand. I mean, that is what you.
Wait,
would
did
call
it happen recently, or does it?
It don't matter when it happened. If it happened, it happened.
All right, so this is footage of him, after he gets released in Romania from jail? So they're just getting interviewed?
Două Cobra Tate oferă câteva explicații asupra evenimentelor în care au fost implicați.
Hello, hello, Andrew. You're the man of the day.
I'm always the man of the day for some reason.
Yeah, this one is a quite serious reason, and I would like to ask you a few minutes to talk to me.
Serious reason. It's not a serious reason. It's bullshit.
That's not what the police says.
The police thought I did something wrong. Why am I here on the street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true as well. True. I want to ask you, is that true that you sequestered an American girl in your flat here in Pipera?
Listen, I ask girls to leave. I do not try and make them stay. It's absolutely not true. I can't talk about the case because it's still pending, but I'll give you a very short version. Some girl was at the house. I saw her once. Many girls come for parties, etc. Her boyfriend caught her there, and she told a bunch of lies to her boyfriend, and her boyfriend called the police. It's stupid.
How did an American girl arrive in Bucharest?
I don't know. A plane, I guess. I don't think she swam, so I guess she took a plane.
Did you pay for the plane?
No. And then her stupid boyfriend made some phone calls to some embassy, some bullshit. I'm a big man with big problems.
She have the phone all the time with her?
Of course she did. And she's not even pretty. This girl's average. Oh, no. She's ugly. What? I don't have time for this bullshit. Like, I'm a big man with big problems. I'm doing important things. Some girl and her boyfriend made a stupid phone call. I didn't do anything wrong.
What about the...
I don't think it's a character anymore.
It's a character, bro. What?
That is crazy. Because that's live on, like...
I will give... I mean, okay, if he didn't do it... And I mean, he's coming out. I mean, his points are honestly, they're like pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
But like, he's kind of killing the interview if he didn't do it.
He's killing the Andrew Tate version of the interview. Yeah, if Andrew Tate were to get interviewed.
This is exactly how the interview should be.
Yeah.
It's fucked up if he did it.
We need to meet this man, bro, because I don't know if this is a character or not.
I will say, I thought that he was a lot smaller than this.
He's huge. A big kickboxer.
He was in the UFC.
I'm more just saying, like, he's a fucking scare. Like, he didn't look as big on it.
He's hopping into Chiron.
No, he would fuck all of us up.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, no cap.
Maybe it's not a character. Damn, that's crazy.
He's a scary
Chris's
looking motherfucker.
Buns too.
Yeah.
Chris would let him fuck his buns.
Chris would bend over and start sucking his balls.
Okay, if you're an actual Sync fan for the past 5 videos, no matter where it's been spread out on any of our platforms,
the only
it's
thing
always
been
come
spread
around
out
my fucking
is Chris's
butt cheeks,
fucking cheeks.
Laying rope on my ass cheeks. You guys need to just fucking.
No one's been saying that.
Yeah, who's been saying that?
If anything, it would be chucking cord on your ass cheeks.
No one's been saying that.
Like, at least get the sexual innuendos right.
It's all like
we were trying to make it like cool and like, you know, we like love you. Like,
what's
we're like
wrong
trying to like
something really fucking gay, Kyle.
It's not a gay love, it's a love love. I love you.
No, it's a gay love if it's
no,
if
it's, no, it's not.
Love doesn't see sexuality, Chris.
Continue the footage, Luke.
Sorry, I left some cum in your hair.
Oh, it dried up.
We do Twister. Twister's
like Aiden Twister. There's like Aiden Ross sus type humor, and then it's just like.
But it's like not even sus, because it's true. We fuck you.
Why did Twister stop, by the way? That'd be such a good party game. No.
Twister?
I feel like everyone had Bop It. Everyone had Bop It.
Bop It was sick, bro.
Bop It.
Bop.
Twist it.
Twist it.
Crank it.
Kula. Bada.
Crank it. And break it.
And then they like added like the shout it.
Yeah.
Shout it.
Ah! Then he would start speeding up. Twist it. Bop it. Pull it. Squeeze it. Bop it.
Shout it.
Shout it. Or there's like the one where you'd like fuck it up. But then, like, it would say shout it, and you'd be like, ah! And then you, like, get to shout it. And you're like,
still going.
Bop it. Twist it.
Luke, let's hop it in the Chiron.
Rape accusation. There is a Moldavian girl that says that you rape her.
That's not
That's
true.
Chiron.
Oh.
Do you know her? She's been to your house?
Lots of people have been to my house. It's all bullshit.
She's been to her house, to your house.
Listen, oh, this is a rape
I am a good man, a man of God. I am a good man, a man of God. I have yet to ever go to jail for committing any crime. I'm not a desperate man. I do not need to commit crimes. It's not something I'm interested in.
Just tell me about this accusation.
The girls make stupid phone calls. That's it. That's
where are the girls now?
I don't know. Ask the police. They made stupid phone calls and they talked a bunch of shit. It's all
how come you've been accused for rape and you had a party last night full of girls?
That's why I'm back on the street, because it's all bullshit. The police even know it's bullshit. The girls are going to get in trouble for fucking lying. It's all
do you have proofs?
Of course.
Do you have cameras all over?
Please. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Câteva minute înainte ca reporterul Extra Night Show să înceapă transmisiunea directă din fața vilei fraților Tate. S-au deschis porțile, iar controversații oamenii de afaceri au apărut cu o
stare. Are you getting a shot? What happened when you used this?
Yeah, that's a news broadcast.
My name is Horatio.
I really feel like it's fake.
I don't care what
you
name
is.
You've been out here a long time.
Like, I can see that happen.
Now it's Andrew Tate. Faked assaulted someone and fake got the news report.
Well,
so is Andrew Tate a real fraud or just like a fake fraud?
Well, dude, all press
is Andrew
good press.
Tate like is he big? He's probably big in like his home country, right?
England?
Yeah.
No, England? I don't think he's that big.
Not as big as his.
Okay, then how the fuck is he getting so many like interviews if he's not? You know what I'm saying?
Because he's been going viral. Because his show.
But this is probably
he is famous.
True. Yeah, I forgot. He's
a little famous.
Yeah.
All three of those people are Berkeley. At some time of the party,
just the blank stare lights her out in sun, and then Andrew Tate's just in the background looking over everyone's shoulders like yo, is the party okay?
I'm just so confused on everything in this.
Is there okay?
Oh, continue. Let's talk about the house.
We've been talking about Andrew Tate for a long time.
We can't just leave Andrew Tate on a blue ball.
What do you
need to know if he actually did this shit?
I don't think he did. Yeah, I don't think
we're gonna know if we if he did this shit.
That's what I'm saying. Let us like.
We already we did like talked about 20 minutes of Andrew Tate.
Okay, it's kind of just like we just ended at the fucking meeting. That's like shutting off Scooby Doo when they're about to unmask the dude.
If it weren't for these devilish kids.
If it weren't for these devil. Nope, I just turned off the TV.
I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for these deviant kids.
Meddling.
What's
meddling.
Been going on in your cribbo?
Harlow's been fucking shitting and throwing up. What the fuck's going on, man?
So you moved in with who?
Spinner. And I'm moving with Luke.
And which is the one that you're sleeping with?
Huh?
Which is the one that you're sleeping with?
I sleep with Harlow.
Okay.
The dog?
Yeah. Is that why he's is that why the dog's pooping blood? Because you're fucking it?
Oh.
It's never too early for a bestiality joke, Chris. It's never too early.
When I mean sleep with Harlow, I mean she sleeps on the edge of my bed. I don't fuck her.
You put her on the edge of the bed.
Does she get you? Yeah. Does she do edge to Harlow?
Just like you used to do in the stew.
Place is cool, man. I'm not gonna cap. Our neighbors downstairs.
They
have
loud. Like
they have at least two parties a week. Shit's really? Gotta stop.
Are you serious?
Also, oh that's wow, funny. You're bitching about parties happening.
Yeah.
Shit's gotta stop. Wow, dude. Shit's reverse.
Is it bitch? Is it bitch to bitch about your neighbors being loud?
Yeah, it's pretty bitch.
It's bitch to call. About your call the cops on your fucking neighbors.
Have
that
you
being
contacted
loud.
Them at all? Have you knocked on their door at all?
No, I'm not gonna be a bitch about. I'm gonna shut my door and like I'm gonna suck it up. I'm gonna bitch about it on a podcast.
Parties? How many people have you?
Oh, you should just literally just be like, yo, like I don't care with you having like these parties.
Give me some food.
Or just invite me. Yeah, exactly.
I would love some food, bro. I imagine going out there get some tacos, come back up. Y'all can make all the noise you want. I don't care.
Also, well, dude, your other neighbors have that fucking dog that doesn't stop barking.
Dude, yeah, there's a German Shepherd on the other side of the top floor.
It does
every time
not
I get
start.
Every time I get DoorDash, she just.
What about your guys' living situation? You guys live great place, right next to Jonas Kebabs.
Right next to Jonas Kebabs.
She's weird.
Very, very weird.
It's funny that like, well, you'll drive by sometimes, and there'll be like just normal cars, and then there'll be like wrapped Teslas,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Jonah has like that E36
that
David got for him. Purple. That's like purple.
It's just weird because like, what's also weird, we used to go to Jonas Bob's and like drive by our house now, and we didn't even know it was our house, going to be our house. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Like, we went there.
Isn't that weird as fuck? I don't know. I thought that was weird.
We were there at like 9 p.m. one night, and it's supposed to close at 11, and like his mom's just like standing by the door, like closing down the windows, and we're like, are you guys open? She's like, no, no food, no food, we're done. And I'm like, aren't you from the vlog squad? Like, bro, yeah, it was weird. But yeah, our house is cool. We like lucked out. We got a pretty sick crib. It's like. Yeah, it's nice.
Nice living room.
What was that? I remember the first time we moved into you guys' place. The first we were helping you guys move in. There was a weird stench in there. What the fuck was
I
that?
I don't know. What it
we're
was.
Still trying to figure it out. It
I
comes
think it's
and
gone.
Goes. No, it.
My nose doesn't work. So.
It depends on like if you like have people in the house like doing shit, everything. The smell goes away. It smells like people. But then when you come back, sometimes after leaving it sit, it's like a weird.
It's like weird. Like something died in here.
It's like dead, but a little bit musky. Yeah.
You serious? I don't smell that.
I'm not a huge fan of the smell at
it smelled a little stenchy when I first came in, but I did not smell it when I came home for the baseball game. So,
yeah, well, because I think I just, when we cook more, we'll go away. You know?
I'm talking about the first day. There was like the first day when we were helping y'all move all the shit up there.
Yeah, I felt cold, for sure.
It was a time, we also, me, Nathan, and Burke got all fucked in the kitchen, and like that, it got a little smelly after that.
Mm-hmm. That shit was.
Yeah. Yeah, can we talk about your situation?
Okay, now, Kai.
So we all live in the new studio, as you can tell, right? And Kai lives in the room over there, and there's only one bathroom in the studio. And every time we get here at like 9, every time we like go in the bathroom, it just smells like a straight fucking cum shot.
Everyone says they go in there and goes,
cum shot.
Dude,
it
smells like dried iron. Cum.
Because like, it does. If you it there's smells, no smells. Other way. There's no other way you can
but
recreate
we,
that smell.
He figured it out. It's because I go to the jacuzzi every morning, so it's the chlorine swept pants I throw over the shower.
No.
Chlorine could also smell a little bit like cum shot, but like there was one time
it's dried cum.
Yeah,
it's dried cum.
It has to be. There's like no other way.
Yeah, like the best way to describe the smell is if you were to like come into a like a Ziploc jar thing, put it in the fridge, take the top off, and smell it.
No, and then put a wick in it and then light it.
Yeah, like warm. Like warm.
No, what flavor is this candle? It smells kind of weird. Oh, yeah, it's just cum.
Just my cum. That was last
week. We have a neighbor that's in his like 60s, and he lives with his wife. And they leave their window open. And every time I come home, he's just on his couch playing the show.
MLB the show
all really? Night. Yeah.
You should play against him.
He runs the show.
I know.
I bet you he's really good.
I bet he's raw. You should play. Ask him to play.
Alright, guys, that was a great podcast. Leave us a review on our podcast and Spotify. We just went off talking about Andrew Tate. Obviously talked about the relationship we have with Chris. A lot of good stuff's been happening. Please leave us a review. Our podcast. We will shout out the newest reviews next episode. 5-star reviews. Let us know on there. Make sure to subscribe and listen to us on the
And if you comment, Chris, every comment you make, Chris will comment or get a tattoo of that comment.
He will. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys.
Peace. Woo!